Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
By now you have heard about the United States Senate, where 44 senators, all Democrats except for a couple, voted down to vote on a Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. This is a bill that really has nothing to do with abortion per se. Only it has to do with someone who was intended to be aborted, but they actually are born alive. Thus the name Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. This is a bill that protects against infanticide. Once a child is outside of the womb, struggling for life, gasping for breath, whether or not you should provide medical treatment to that child. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communication for Liberty Counsel. Now, Holly, this bill...
It's hard to even talk about.
It's hard to even comprehend.
Yeah, we're not even really talking about abortion. We're talking about saving lives here, you know.
Of infanticide,
exactly.
After they're actually born alive. We actually had on this program two individuals, one that was intended to be aborted with a saline abortion. Saline is where you inject the amniotic fluid that surrounds the baby in the mother's womb with a high concentration of saline.
She went through that process.
And so while the baby is inside the womb, this is like a second, third trimester type of abortion. And while the baby's inside the womb, the baby is breathing in, because the baby breathes in and out, and digests in and out, goes into the system in and out, the amniotic fluid. And instead what happens is, not only on the outside of their body, but on the inside of their body, they're scalded with this high concentration of salt, saline. And she was intended to be aborted. Her mom thought she actually was aborted until this woman, Melissa Ogden, actually survived. And recently, Melissa met the nurse who ultimately received her while she was gasping for breath. Melissa was born alive, and she was heard gasping for breath. So a nurse in that abortion facility in a hospital reached up to get the baby and took her to another nurse that heard her gasping for breath, and that nurse ultimately provided medical treatment, and Melissa is alive and well. She has now given birth to her own child in the same hospital where she was intended to be aborted. And when she learned later in life that she was intended to be aborted, she ultimately met her birth mother, and her birth mother thought she had died a long time ago.
You know, and it's interesting, you can go on our website and see a copy of her birth record. Notice I say birth record, and they put on there, you know, that the saline infusion was her experience, but yet that nurse you're talking about, you know, they even noted on her birth record that she was still moving. She was still had a weak cry. She was born alive, and thankfully that nurse had mercy on her and continued to you know, help her live and get her to intensive care and things like that. But what we've just seen here with the Senate is that, you know, after these babies are born alive, then there's the choice of the mother or whomever to kill the child, to allow it to actually, the abortionist will back away from the child and allow it to slowly die.
Yeah, the governor of Virginia, when Virginia was attempting a similar bill, which fortunately failed, went on a radio program and said, well, even when the mother in the bill that was being proposed in Virginia was dilating, that the mother could at that point in time decide, I don't want the baby, let's abort it. Then the question came up, well, what about when the baby is actually born, but it was intended to be aborted? What should happen? The Virginia governor, who took a lot of heat for his blackface, and he should. Mm-hmm. But really what's reprehensible is what he thinks and what he wants to do regarding innocent children. And he said, well, the mother and the doctor will have a conversation. Well, what kind of conversation are you going to have? You're going to have a conversation when the baby was not intended to be born alive, but now the mom changes her mind. Let's have a conversation with the doctor. What are we going to do with that baby? Well, let's just let it die. Mm-hmm. Any baby, whether it's intended for abortion or not intended for abortion, that's born, if it doesn't have help, will die.
I know. And you know, Matt,
left to itself, it will die.
It's awful. But you know, I heard recently there are 2 million people on waiting list to adopt children.
Yeah. And so here what we have, 44 Democratic senators, including all 6 declared presidential candidates on the Democratic ticket. These are senators who also have declared themselves as presidential candidate. They all voted against the Born Alive Abortion Protection Act.
But it's so sad, Matt, to see the blindness. I mean, for example, you've got Patty Murray from Washington. She was tweeting and bragging about her visit to Seattle's Children's Hospital, saying, I had a great time meeting the dedicated staff and seeing firsthand how they use their resources to serve children and families throughout Northwest Washington. But yet, she voted to kill those children.
Yeah, it's...
That makes no sense.
You know, what you have is absolute blindness. And, you know, you have Chelsea Clinton, who was also quoted of saying that overruling Roe versus Wade, an abortion would be, quote, un-Christian, close quote. You know, what's frustrating, it's one thing, and I think this is important for you as you're looking at things, and I think this really has clarified in people's mind where this abortion issue has gone to. Don't ever give up in speaking the truth, and don't ever be deceived by this false rhetoric.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what party you belong to or what party is saying it or whether it's political parties or not. Don't be deceived by false rhetoric. It's something that can be close to the truth, where somebody says, well, we're in favor of women's rights and reproductive freedom, and they use all these euphemisms. And yet what's really at stake? What's really at stake is an innocent, separately identifiable human being that has a separate DNA from mom and dad at the moment of conception. And the only difference between that moment and now, or a 95-year-old person, is time. That's the only difference, is time. And the only other difference up until now was that when you aborted these babies, no matter at what stage, you can't hear their cries. But now it's crossed the line. And we said this years ago, that when you cheapen life at one end of the spectrum, you cheapen it at the other. And we've seen that in euthanasia. We've seen that in the so-called right to die. We've seen that in some medical care where you ration care, both in the United States or certainly around the world, to people who are older or who are disabled or who have diseases, because you no longer respect the individual sanctity of human life. It's a quality value judgment. How much can they contribute to society versus how much it's going to cost to keep them alive or get them healthy? But now it's babies born alive. And some years ago, there was a professor at Princeton, and he still advocates this. His name is Singer. And this guy, Peter Singer, has advocated that children could continually be killed or let to die even after their birth, up to a couple of years, and they only become human beings when they are able to cognitively interact and make decisions with their outside environment. Now what we have, though, it should be a nonpartisan issue. It should be a no-brainer that you're going to protect a baby that is born alive, even though it was intended to be aborted, and you would give medical care to it. And yet we have all of these people in the Senate, 44 Democratic senators, all 6 declared presidential candidates in the Senate. We have them on the state level as well, willing to allow a baby gasping for breath outside of the womb to simply allow that baby to die.
And you noticed all these people in favor of this have already been born. They've already been given life, whereas these babies don't have that choice.
Exactly. Go to Liberty Counsel's website. I tell you what, we're going to not stand down. We're going to not be silent until we see a culture of life restored in America. Stand with us. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.